Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, this is a very scary story about the Game of Thrones cast member. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Emilia Clarke, who played Daenerys on the show, revealed yesterday that she had suffered two brain aneurysms back in 2011 and 2013, but she was able to recover. She was able to go back to work. In fact, she said going back to work gave her some purpose, you know, something to look forward to. But as a result of that, now she is missing parts of her brain. She said there's actually quite a bit missing, but she is functional. She says it's remarkable that she's able to speak and to live her life normally. But you know, that's pretty serious to have that to happen and then be able to go back to work again afterwards.
Let's talk about something happy. And this story will make you smile about The Weeknd and what they did.
Yeah, this is really nice. The singer The Weeknd, who, you know, headlined the Super Bowl. He's headlines all over the country. One of the most popular singers in the world right now. Was supposed to start his new concert tour in his hometown of Toronto in Canada. The night that that happened, there was a wireless outage in Toronto, and they had to shut down the show. The whole thing has been postponed for like a month from now, something like that. But somebody caught a picture of a little six-year-old who was dressed up just the way The Weeknd does in his music videos, wearing the red, you know, this kind of signature red jacket. This little six-year-old named Phoenix Prince is a super fan and went to Toronto to see this concert. He was so excited. The whole thing gets canceled, and somebody snapped a picture of little Phoenix in tears outside of the venue. The picture, you know, of course, was put on social media. The picture goes viral, and The Weeknd saw the picture and retweeted it, saying, "Can somebody please tell me where I can find this young man?" And then, you know, the Twitterverse took over on this. The Weeknd was able to find little Phoenix, and he and his dad, compliments of The Weeknd, were flown out over the weekend to Philadelphia, not only to see the concert, but to meet The Weeknd backstage before the show. Little Phoenix is wearing his red suit jacket again, just like his hero does. Got the jacket autographed, and he watched the show from a suite and then was able to sit right on the side of the stage. So I think, you know, The Weeknd definitely has a fan for life, but these pictures are adorable, absolutely adorable. So, you know, I may try that this weekend. He's going to be playing Soldier Field this weekend. So I may, you know, take some adorable pictures.
Yeah, a lot of people would be trying that trick now.
Yeah, I guess there's going to be a lot of us out there crying. You're right.
Also, good news. Apparently, Stephen Colbert's staff will not be imprisoned anytime soon.
Yeah, this was a story a few weeks ago when the Stephen Colbert's staff, along with Triumph the Insult Dog, went to the Capitol by invitation. They were invited by Congress people and congressional staffers to be interviewed by Triumph the Insult Comment Dog, but by invitation, and that's an important thing. But anyway, somebody called the Capitol Police on them when they were there filming. And they were detained. It was going to be determined later whether or not they would actually face charges for all of this. And yesterday, the news came out that they will not be facing charges. They were not arrested as a result of any of this because there was an invitation for them to be there. It's just their escorts who were supposed to be with them were not with them. That was really the only fault there. So thank goodness Triumph the Insult Comic Dog will remain a free canine.
Dean, I'm not up to speed on this. Do we call them Benlow? How do we refer to the happy couple?
I've heard most people go back to Bennifer.
Oh, okay. You know,
what we were calling them 20 years ago.
I just want to make sure.
When they were engaged. That's true. If you want to get an invitation to this big party that's coming up, got to have the correct protocol. Even though Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got married very, very low-key and very, very quiet, it is being reported that a big wedding reception is in the planning that will take place at Affleck's home in the coastal town of Riceboro, Georgia. It's a 6,000 square foot property, 87 acres, plenty of room for all the relatives and all the A-list guests, Bob and I.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can invite Chwani. You know, I would be embarrassed since he's here this morning, you know, to mention this and not invite him.
Of course.
Get him in there, too. Anyway, they got married last Saturday, and this was actually something interesting that came out yesterday. I guess you can petition looking at public documents like marriage licenses, and theirs reveals that J-Lo will be taking the name of Jennifer Affleck. This is the first time in her four marriages that she's doing that. So things are, you know, so far going along really well in their little marriage that took place over the weekend.
How long have they been married now? It's a long time now.
Several days. Several days. There's not a single person when somebody has brought this up to me that said, so how long do you give it?
Yeah.
You give it. Come on. Give them a break. They seem to be madly in love. Let these crazy kids alone.
This should be a nice night at Millennium Park for a good show.
Yeah, I like that they're doing this again. They stopped this for a while because of the pandemic, but they're doing this, you know, these movies out in the park again, the Millennium Park Summer Film Series. And it will continue tonight with a showing of the Oscar-winning movie Encanto. This is the one that it has the song "We Don't Talk About Bruno." Super, super popular. They're going to show it on the 40-foot LED screen that's right in the Pritzker Pavilion. So you can go into the pavilion itself and grab yourself a seat. You want, you know, bring a blanket and some food and, you know, whatever, and sit on the lawn, the great lawn, as they call it. It's all going to start at 6:30 tonight. And in coming weeks, they're going to do Dirty Dancing on big screen, Knives Out, Strictly Ballroom, Harry Potter, and the Sorcerer's Stone, among many, many others. But, you know, beautiful night in Grant Park. Sit outside and enjoy a movie.
And that's all free, right?
Absolutely.
Let's get to the Devil Wears Prada, a big musical world premiere tonight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Niederlander Theater on Randolph Street. People have been asking me, so what do you think about it? Well, you know, it hasn't opened yet, for one thing, so I haven't seen it. But typically with these pre-Broadway musicals, they don't let the critics in until toward the end of the run, because they're constantly tweaking, they're constantly changing, constantly, you know, kind of refining it before it goes to Broadway, which it will sometime in the fall. But it'll run here for about a month. It'll open tonight at the Niederlander and play until August 21st. Much anticipated. The show has been delayed because of the pandemic. Been, you know, they've been waiting to put this up for a couple of years, and finally tonight the world will get to see it. I'm looking forward to seeing it in a few weeks. In the meantime, we got to talk with one of the stars of the production, Javier Munoz, who plays the role that Stanley Tucci played in the movie, Nigel Owens. And we talked a lot about lots of different things in the play, but we also talked about the guy who does the music for this show. Maybe you have heard of him, Sir Elton John.
Has there been interaction with him at all? With
briefly, yeah.
The cast a little bit?
We've been rehearsing in New York, and he's been in London, and I believe still completing his tour right now, his farewell tour. So there's been more collaboration and work between he and our creative team.
Yeah.
But we've gotten to listen to him actually sing the songs he writes.
That's cool.
In our rehearsal studio, and you know, that's how we learn it. We get to hear him sing it first.
Is it more exciting, being in the world premiere, first time anybody will see this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's similar in the sense that, for me, it's similar in the sense to how it felt when we were creating Hamilton, right? And that those first weeks and actually days and weeks where you're sharing what you've been working on with the world, right? You're just finally starting to let people in, and it's thrilling.
He took over for Lin-Manuel Miranda in Hamilton on Broadway a couple of years ago when Lin-Manuel finally stepped down from that role. Starred in The Heights. Javier's got tremendous credentials, as does Taylor Iman Jones. She plays Andy. That was the role that Anne Hathaway played in the movie. We talked to her this past Sunday on my WGN radio show. You can hear that full interview at WGNradio.com. But the show is at the Nederlander, a world premiere. Big time, big fancy stuff tonight in Chicago.
I'll say. Well, Dean, enjoy your upcoming vacation. If you miss me between 8 and 8:30 in the morning, wherever you are, call in. We'll talk about, Jennifer and Ben and so forth.
Yeah, if I run into them, I'm going to be, when I go on vacation, I like to hang out with all the A-listers.
Sure.
hobnobbing. They love seeing me. If I get any good scoops, I'll very definitely let you know about that.
Be sure to travel with that sign you can put up behind you for any interviews that says WGN on it, okay?
Right, right. Someone please talk to me.
Right. Take care. Have fun.
Bye.